A troubling decision out of the Virginia Court of Appeals on the issue of partial birth abortion.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
J. Seculo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, J. Seculo.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm coming to you out of Washington, D.C. today. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. We're talking about a variety of issues. Just got out of a major conference call, getting those Supreme Court briefs together for the case involving the city of Pleasant Grove in Utah. The issue, of course, is a Ten Commandment monument has been there for almost 50 years. A group called Summum has requested and demanded, actually, that their seven aphorisms be placed next to it. This is like at Statue of Liberty Park, demanding a group coming and saying, we want to put up a statue of tyranny. The position that the government is taking, and it's the correct legal position, that when the government is a speaker, they can convey a message. That's why we have a national motto that says, in God we trust. That's why the various aspects of our American public life reflect our heritage of who we are as a people. The idea that you can put up a countervailing message is one thing to hold up a sign and do it. It's quite another thing to demand the right to erect a permanent monument. That case at the Supreme Court, literally as we speak, I'm in our studios across the street from the court, and I'm working on the briefs right now with our senior research team and senior lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. So a lot of activity going on that front, and I want to encourage you to be in prayer for that case, as we've got a lot of work to do on it. There's no doubt about that. There's a lot of work to do here, but we're also very encouraged about what's developing. Then I want to talk about a couple of other things. A great win on Monday out of the Supreme Court of the United States on the PROTECT Act. That was a very, very encouraging decision. We are pleased with that. That says that pornography panderers now, especially child pornography panderers, can be prosecuted by the federal government. Folks, it's a huge victory because we won 7-2. Seven justices of the Supreme Court agreeing with us. Only two against us, and that was Justice Ginsburg and Justice Souter. The opinion was written by Justice Scalia, joined by Justice Breyer, Justice Kennedy, Justice Alito, Chief Justice Roberts, as I said, Justice Breyer as well, of course. 7-2 victory, so we're very, very pleased. Justice Stevens joining that one as well. But a troubling decision coming out yesterday out of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. That was the partial birth abortion law in Virginia has been declared unconstitutional even after the victory at the Supreme Court of the United States. And, Jordan, that's already drawing some strong reaction from our Virginia Attorney General, Bob McDonald.
That's right. It was a 2-1 decision here, and pretty typical that of many of these decisions, looking for any way, any small bit of minutia to overturn these bans. And that's exactly what the majority said here. The 2-1 majority said a doctor attempting in good faith to comply with the act could accidentally violate the act in a small fraction of cases, and that was enough for it to violate the Constitution. The dissenting judge said that ignoring explicit language and undertaking its course to find ambiguity in the Virginia Act so as to be able to strike it down. These are the typical arguments that over just little bits of minutia that these judges are looking for so they can overturn these acts. Bob McDonald, the state's attorney general, is looking at all the options now on whether to take this all the way to the Supreme Court.
We've won it at the Supreme Court one time already in a 5-4 decision by Justice Kennedy. I think we would win today 6-3. So I hate the fact that you have to take it up to the Supreme Court. I might have to, but maybe they'll go to the Fourth Circuit and ask for what's called an en banc review, which is the entire court. But, folks, judges matter. Who serves on the court makes a difference, and that's precisely the reason why I want to make sure you know what your rights are, you understand the judicial processes. If you got a question, do you think judges on the courts make a difference? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We encourage you to call in with your positions and your questions on judges. Call us about the political situation right now. Very interesting with the debates or the primaries last night. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. And, folks, we're getting a huge response to this California petition to protect marriage. Jordan's going to let you know how you can add your name as well.
Very easy, folks. All you do is call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255, to join the petition to protect marriage. 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online.
The California Supreme Court has taken judicial activism to a new level by clearing the way for same-sex marriage in California. The state's highest court overstepped its authority, rejecting the will of California voters and the state legislature. The court decision comes at a time when California voters are likely to consider a ballot initiative this fall that would amend the state constitution to prohibit same-sex marriage. Not long ago, an overwhelming majority of California voters reaffirmed that marriage is an institution between one man, one woman. Now, fueled with this court victory, same-sex advocates are pushing forward, reigniting a nationwide debate over same-sex marriage. There is something you can do. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in protecting marriage. Sign on today to the petition to protect marriage and let California officials know that this activist court went too far. Stand up for the will of the people. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
This is my right.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We have a lot of calls coming in. If you want to talk to us about the victory at the Supreme Court on the PROTECT Act, or if you're interested in the victory that we saw also, which I think is significant, last week in a number of cases that we had, talk to you about that. How we're going to handle the situation in California. We're preparing a brief to the Supreme Court of the United States in two cases right now. And then you got Virginia overturning the Partial Birth Abortion Act. So a lot going on. And at the same time, we want to encourage you to stand for this idea that judges should not be making these decisions on the redefinition of marriage. And I want to encourage you in that regard to go ahead and sign our petition to protect marriage at aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Got a lot of calls coming from you. You want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Kenny's calling from Kentucky on line 2. Kenny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, my question is, if we've got these judges legislating from the bench as they are, and it's obviously against the law of the land, why is Congress and the president or our attorneys, why can't we do anything about that?
Well, who selects the judge and what the judicial philosophy is. I keep telling this to everybody. Look, whoever the president of the United States is, they will select judges based on a judicial philosophy. And it depends on whether they understand that their job is to review the law as to constitutionality or whether it's to make law, which is the legislative role. The problem in California, and I said this for the last 2 days, no matter what your position is on the issue of the definition of marriage, whether you're for same-sex marriage or against same-sex marriage, the issue, that's not the issue. The issue is who makes the decisions. And even the dissenting judges in the case, who were in fact in favor from a political standpoint, a philosophical standpoint, they were in favor of, a couple of them were, of same-sex marriages, they all agreed, the dissents, that it wasn't the job of the courts, that rather it was the legislative role, not the court's role. And that's the troubling development with all of this.
There are a lot of troubling developments in all of these different decisions, folks. Again, now the Virginia Court of Appeals, we're talking about that as well, the abortion decision overturning Virginia's partial birth abortion ban. Again, even after the Supreme Court says these bans are constitutional. Let's go back to the phone's calls about that. Barbara is calling from Florida on line 3. Barbara, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a new Christian, and therefore I'm a new listener. And
well,
there is
that.
An issue about abortion I have not heard addressed. I am a nurse of over 30 years, and there are thousands of IUDs being inserted into women. They are not being told that IUDs are like a self-built-in abortion device.
Well, let me tell you this. There are a number of medical professionals that are dealing with that issue, actually, and doctors, pharmacists, nurses. We've had a case that went to trial. We actually litigated the case in court and won in California on behalf of nurses. Wasn't IUD. It was another form of abortifacient. And the conscience clause cases that are, there's pharmacists all over the country and state statutes that protect your right of conscience so that you're compelled not to participate in an abortion procedure. So the good news, and we're winning those cases, by the way, and there's dozens, I think we've got 12 of them right now, and a big one out of Illinois, but we're getting good results, and we're seeing good victories. So we're really quite optimistic that this is going in the right direction, and I am optimistic that we're going to see continued positive results here. So the good news is the conscience clause cases are there, they're winning, and the best news is for you is that you've come into faith in Jesus Christ, and that's great news.
Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us. Bruce is calling from California on line 5. We've heard from a lot of California listeners. Bruce,
hi,
welcome
Bruce.
To Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, yes. Bruce.
Well, yes, I just want to say a couple of things real quick. Judges do matter, and every state office, every national office matters a great deal. About these judges in California, if you took them out to the horse race and set them up and said, well, you know, we're just going to enter this camel in the race, and a camel is only a horse with an extra hump, they'd be a little upset at having a camel in the horse race. And these people don't seem to be able to tell the difference.
Well, here's the thing. You know, your judges, these were some of these, by the way, a majority of these judges were Republican appointees or Republican elected. So this transcends party issue. It's not so much Republican, Democrat, pro-gay marriage, anti-gay marriage. It's what is their judicial philosophy? And from the majority of the California Supreme Court, obviously, was they get to make the laws up, not the legislature, which violates the entire separation of powers issue, which is huge in this, and that's why there's such a fight.
Let's go back to the phones. Roger's calling from New York on line 4. Roger, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Okay, here's the thing I'm looking at. Now, the full faith and credit clause, which is being right. used to try to promulgate gay marriage.
It hasn't been used yet significantly, Roger, because there hasn't been a state that you could move to and anybody could move to and then move back to their state of domicile. But California will put that in play because there is no residency requirement in California. So the full faith and credit issue, believe me, they're going to utilize that. There's no doubt about it. Go ahead with the rest of your comment.
Okay. Now, notice that the same people who pushed this particular issue, I mean, I know I met people who had gone to Massachusetts to get married and come back here to New York to live.
Right.
But also, I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I live and work in New York City. I know a lot of people who live in Pennsylvania and commute from the Poconos, for instance. Now, in their place of residence, they can obtain and legally have a pistol permit, you know, to carry a pistol for
right.
defense. However, New York State and New York City don't honor that legally issued permit from another state, which seems to be contrary to the full faith and credit concept. You know, so the same people.
Yeah, well, here's the issue, though. The full faith and credit clause is going to come into play here. Let me tell you how it comes into play. Someone's going to get married in California that's not a resident of California. They're just going to move there, get married, and they're going to go back to, say, New York, where they don't recognize same-sex marriage. And then they're going to demand under the full faith and credit clause that that be recognized. And that is the difficulty here. That is the problem. And that's why I think you've got to be realistic that in a situation like this, you have to be really specific as to what you're asking. And that's what's going to come into play here.
Let's go back to the phones. Martha's calling from Florida on line 6. Martha, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, you were talking about the judges and their importance. In the last presidential election, I was very concerned about who was put into the office. I appreciate the person who was elected and that he's conservative, but my even greater concern was the judges. And I live on a busy street, and I was trying to figure out what little sound bite can I put out there on a sign to get people's attention? And God gave me this little sound bite that said, if you vote left, you won't get federal judges who judge right.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm the judges, I think, are the paramount issue. And I'd like to know what other people think about that, by the way. I think the judicial issue is going to be the issue. And you'll see a lot more of that developing once the nominees are selected. But you're seeing firsthand here, judges matter. Now, folks, in California, you've got a difficulty. We've got to send this, by the way, to all 50 states.
We got to get participation from all 50 states on this issue. And I want to encourage you in that regard, those of you that are listening to this broadcast, to go to your phones right now and sign on this petition to protect marriage. This is going to be the only hope California has to get this initiative, this constitutional amendment, on its ballot. And you got to get to 700,000. But we've got to send a message to California that we take this seriously. So here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org.
Back to the phones we go. James is calling from Texas on line 3. James, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, thank you. I just have kind of more of a general comment.
Okay.
I was watching some History on America once on cable television, and I became aware of some very disturbing statistics about the Christian community of all America. Actually, the statements that they made was that there was about I think about 60 million evangelical Christians in America. But the saddest part was that they were saying that out of those 60 million, only about 40% or some very ridiculously, unrighteous amount is not even voting in our election.
Well, the evangelical vote turnout has been huge. The question is, and I'd sure like to get people's views on this, what's going to happen in this next election cycle? Are there evangelicals which have traditionally gone Republican are more looking at Barack Obama? Is it true that there are a number that are going to stay out or not participate at all? I'd like to know. To me, it's as the Democratic debate still goes forward, as they go through the primaries, and it looks like Barack Obama's the nominee, although it is clear to me that right now there's got to be a reason. There's some reason Senator Clinton staying in. And, Jordan, that would be information that would be very helpful.
It is, to understand, if judges will be an issue that will get conservatives to the polls for Republicans, or whether or not the issue is going to get enough attention. Of course, it hasn't gotten as much attention yet, because when you have the primary still going on, listen, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama basically agree on the judicial nominees. The Republicans basically agreed with the same talking points, judges like President Bush appointed, whereas the Democrats are talking about the opposite judges. Now, it's interesting, Dad, too, to point out the two oldest judges on the Supreme Court are both two of the most liberal on the Supreme
Correct.
Court. So for liberals, this is definitely a big issue, because you could be having these replaced by John McCain instead of Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, so that's going to be fascinating. We want your comments on that at 800-684-3110. We're also going to let you know, when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about our upcoming trip to Israel. But you go to your phones right now. We need to stand with the folks in California on the marriage issue there. To do that, this is going to be the last few days we'll be able to talk about that. You go to the phones, 877-989-2255. Add your name to the Protect Marriage Petition, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. The California Supreme Court has taken judicial activism to a new level by clearing the way for same-sex marriage in California. The state's highest court overstepped its authority, rejecting the will of California voters and the state legislature. The court decision comes at a time when California voters are likely to consider a ballot initiative this fall that would amend the state constitution to prohibit same-sex marriage. Not long ago, an overwhelming majority of California voters reaffirmed that marriage is an institution between one man, one woman. Now, fueled with this court victory, same-sex advocates are pushing forward, reigniting a nationwide debate over same-sex marriage. There is something you can do. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in protecting marriage. Sign on today to the Petition to Protect Marriage and let California officials know that this activist court went too far. Stand up for the will of the people. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Okay, some breaking news coming out of the Middle East. Syria and Israel have entered into a series of discussions, it looks like, on a possible peace treaty. So an interesting development there, which ties right into the fact that we are getting ready to go to Israel. I'm going to be going with some of our students from Regent University before our group gets there. Our students are going over June 8th, but then we've got a group that's joining us, and it's a small group. We keep these things very tight so that you're with the students, you're with us for the entire trip. Jordan, this is going to be an incredible trip. Folks, I want to encourage you. Jordan's going to give you the information in a minute. You need to go with me in the next 3 weeks to understand what's going on in Israel. You leave the United States June 17th. We're going to have a great, basically, 10 days in Israel. It'll be a tremendous, tremendous experience. We're really excited about it. For you to get a scope and a sense of what's happening in the Middle East, you need to be there. And we're going to have meetings with government officials, military experts, academics, lunch with the Israeli Defense Forces, great Bible teaching. We're going to see the key biblical sites. So we encourage you right now to get information or sign up. If you've got a passport, just call and book your reservation. One phone call will do it all. You also can get information about the tour as well, especially if you've got your passports and you're ready to go. There are ways to expedite passports, but if you want to go with us to Israel, and I encourage you to do so, you need to call right away.
Yeah, if you're riding in your car right now or at the office, just think about it at home. Just about 3.5 weeks from now, you could be with us in Israel. It's not too late. We want to make that clear. And again, it's very easy. You just call that number, folks. One phone call, and even if you don't have a passport yet, you can expedite that very easily, and the tour operators will help you with that as well. They'll let you know how to do that. So if you're worried about that, that can get done too. Just think about it as you're driving the car today or at work or at home. You could be in Israel with us in just a few weeks from now. So call this number. We're running out of time, folks. So 1-800-662-5406 is the number you call. I think they answer the phone there until 6 p.m. Eastern time. You can leave messages and information. They will get back to you very quickly. So I encourage you, get your name on there, 1-800-662-5406, to come to Israel with us in less than about 3 weeks. So we really want you to be there with us, and we know many of you are trying to make that decision. And again, Dad, you mentioned it, those peace talks that are happening between Syria and Israel is great news. So it's a great time to go to Israel with us. 1-800-662-5406. Back to the phones. Lots of calls coming in about all of the judicial issues. We'll be talking about the Virginia issue as well as the California marriage issue. Let's go back to the phones. Joe's calling from California on line 5. Joe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you, Mr. Sekulow. I just first like to thank you for the work that you and Jordan do and all your troops.
Thanks.
Because really, you guys are on the front line fighting for what our forefathers built, and I appreciate
Thanks.
That. Thank you. I just like to, I wanted to ask you what it is we can do. What kind of homework can we do besides just catching what we get off the news about these people that we vote into office that ultimately bring in these judges we have no say over?
What you got to do is you got to be completely politically engaged. And Jordan mentioned this earlier, and it's right. You've got two justices that are likely going to retire in the next few years. What does that mean? Well, that means that the next Supreme Court picks are going to have a dramatic impact for a number of the cases that we're involved in. And while I don't want to assume any judge is out of reach, and we saw that in the clearly within the PROTECT Act case, the online pornography aimed at children, we won that case 7-2 and included Justice Breyer and Justice Stevens, who tend to vote more liberal. So, you know, you can get supermajorities in these cases. But look, it matters. And the judicial philosophy of the nominee for president of the United States makes a big difference. And that, I think, is going to be the issue in the election, certainly the issue for those that share my kind of judicial philosophy. And I'll tell you this, for those on the left, for those that share their judicial philosophy, it's going to be the key issue as well.
Let's go back to the phones. Anita is calling from Texas on line 3. Anita, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Anita. Let's go to somebody else.
Let's go to James calling from Florida on line 4. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, James.
My question is this, and I know you've already addressed this somewhat, but it seems to me that because the people had spoken regarding the issue of marriage.
You're talking about Prop 22, Proposition 22, which defined marriage as an institution between a man and a woman.
Right. Now, if that was the case, how is it that this judge can overstep that? And
it's not just a judge. It's four judges interpreted their constitution of the state of California to mandate a redefinition of marriage, despite the fact that the legislative branch made the decision. And as I said, the two dissenting judges, or three, there were three dissents, two of them were in favor of same-sex marriage from a political standpoint, but they dissented because they accepted what I proposed, which is it's not the judge of the courts to do this. This is a job for the legislatures, the state legislature. That's why we have an elected branch of government. But look, judicial philosophy, I'm beating this drum. Judicial philosophy makes a difference, and this is what you got in California. Now, the way to resolve this in California, by the way, is to take proactive action. To do that, you need to sign that petition to protect marriage. We need to make sure that 700,000 signatures are put on the ballots so you can get the constitutional amendment voted on. Then you got to make sure it passes. So, or else this is going to be all 50 states, folks, I'm telling you. 877-989-2255 is the number to add your name to the Protect Marriage Petition, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Jordan, on the situation with the partial birth abortion ban, I know we're getting calls about that. You're right there in our Virginia offices. Our office has done a memo on this. This was a very disappointing decision out of the Fourth Circuit, and especially since we won this at the Supreme Court. What's reaction so far locally?
Well, it's the second time the courts here have overturned a partial birth abortion ban put in place by Virginia. This has happened in Michigan, too, both after the Supreme Court has said that these bans are constitutional. And what it is, Daz, is the judges on the Court of Appeals looking for anything, any ambiguity at all, instead of going to looking at the broader picture, but looking for any ambiguity to overturn these cases. And that's exactly what the dissent said, is you're pointing out something that's ridiculous. There is a catch-all in here. You know, if something happened, if there was an accident, that was in the legislation that allowed this other procedure to occur. And there was a rule there that said if it was an accident, it's an accident. But again, the majority here in this case, the Virginia Court of Appeals, did not look to that. They looked at the overall picture, and that's what they're doing. I think Virginia voters will be very interested in knowing how this will be handled by the Attorney General in Virginia, whether or not they'll look for that en banc review or they'll go right to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, big issue. Now, nationally, the ban is in place, and that's good news. So there's a national ban in place with the Virginia state statute, which means they can't perform a partial birth abortion still in Virginia. Realize that, because the national ban is still in place.
Let's go back to the phones. Maurice is calling from New Jersey on line one. Maurice, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Maurice.
Bless you, buddy.
We're having a lot of trouble with technical end of Maurice's call. Let's try to get another one, Jordan.
Gary's calling from Maryland on line two. Gary, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, I was going to comment on the fact that I was just wondering, like everybody else, isn't there anybody that can put these judges in their place? And one last comment would be, that I think the way it's going, if the liberals ever take over, isn't there something in the Constitution that says that when the government usurps its power, that it's the
A judge, if you disagree with a judge's decision, is not a basis upon which the judge can be impeached. That's not the work. It's but you need to know going into it what the judicial philosophy of the person is, and that's the key here. Jordan, let's try to get call three, last call, and then we'll have to end the program.
Jenna is calling from Florida on line three. Jenna, very quickly, you're on Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, how are you? I have to say I'm standing on the opposing side of the fence. I am a Christian. And when the Constitution was written, you know, everyone's stating, oh, you can't let a group of judges make the decision. When the Constitution was written, it was written by a group of men. But people didn't have a say on how those laws were written. I mean, I, for one...
Well, those people, but Jenna, the people that were the representatives were the representatives of the people. That's ultimately the legislatures of the various states had to pass the Constitution and adopt it. So it was, in fact, the representatives, the best representative form of government we had. I think the problem here is, and I go back to it, is exactly, you know, I understand your view on the other side on the gay marriage issue, but again, judges don't make that decision. You do through your legislative process. That's the way it's supposed to work. Folks, we're out of time. Two things I want to tell you really quickly. One is sign that petition to protect marriage. It's easy to do. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And Jordan's going to tell you, come to Israel with us in a few weeks.
1-800-662-5406 is the number. If you want more information for Israel, 1-800-662-5406. 800-662-5406. You have time. In 3 weeks from now, you can be with us in Israel. 800-662-5406.